Today we're building one of the most effective pirate radio moves in drum and bass, a rewind moment in Ableton Live 12. This is not just a gimmick. In D&B, a rewind is a tension tool. It slams the track back, resets the energy, and makes the next drop feel way bigger because the room has to wait for it. Done well, it sounds like a selector pulling the tune back with confidence, not like a random tape stop effect pasted on top. So the goal here is to make a rewind that feels musical, gritty, and rhythmically locked to the groove. We want drums, bass, atmosphere, and space all doing their job. We want the moment to feel like part of the arrangement language, not an afterthought. First thing, choose the exact rewind point. In D&B, this usually lies on the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. That matters. Listeners are used to phrase changes at those boundaries, so when you place the rewind there, it feels intentional. If you put it in the middle of a drum phrase, it can work for a more chaotic jungle vibe, but most of the time you want that clean structural hit. A strong setup is something like this. Your first section builds, then the drop runs for 8 or 16 bars, then right at the end of that phrase you trigger the rewind. Ideally it comes after a fill, a bass variation, or a short fake out. That gives the rewind somewhere to fall from. Now, don't reach for a generic tape stop effect first. Build the rewind from your own material. That's how you make it sound like it belongs in the tune. Use a chopped breakbeat hit, a snare flam, a vocal shout, a cymbal crash, a bass growl tail, or even a short synth stab. The best rewind moments often combine just one or two of those things. Too many layers and you lose the impact. If you're working with drums or a vocal phrase, load the source into Sampler and slice it. If you want precision, use slice mode or slice to new MIDI track. If the source is already tightly timed, you can stay in Audio and manipulate the clip directly. For more rhythmic control, slicing is usually the move. Here's a good D&B approach. Trim the source tightly, then create a short 1-bar or 2-bar rewind phrase from the last few hits. Think of it as a pullback gesture. Maybe the last hit repeats quickly, then the energy twists backward, then everything cuts out. If the source is too bright, tame it a bit with a low-pass filter. If it's a percussive slice, keep the envelope short and clean. For drums, don't use glide. For vocal material, a tiny bit of smoothing can help it feel less robotic. Now for the heart of the effect, the pullback movement. You can do this a couple of ways. One way is to bounce the source to Audio, duplicate it, reverse the duplicate, and fade it in so it leads into the stop. That gives you a very clear reverse tail. Another way is to create a global stop illusion by automating volume, filter, and space across the rewind bus. For darker D&B, I'd avoid making the whole mix dive dramatically in pitch. That can get cheesy fast. Instead, pull the drums and FX backward, mute the sub cleanly, and let the reverse textures do the speaking. A very effective trick is to automate an auto filter cutoff moving down over the last bar. Start it open, then bring it down as the rewind approaches. At the same time, automate utility on the drum or master bus so the level drops hard at the end. You can also bring up echo feedback for a moment before the stop, then kill it right after. That little burst of space collapsing is pure pirate radio energy. Next, make sure the rewind still grooves. This is the part people miss. A rewind isn't just a stop, it's a rhythmic gesture. If it's too flat, it won't feel alive. So add a drum pickup. That could be a snare flam, a ghost kick, a reversed break slice, or a short hat or ride tail. If your track is more jungle or roller-based, a tiny tom or rim fill can work too. You want the last drum motion before the stop to feel like it belongs to the beat. Use the groove pool if needed, but keep it subtle. A small amount of swing, maybe 10 to 30%, can help the pickup feel human. Don't overdo it. The rewind should still sound tight, not sloppy. On the drum group, drum bus is your friend. A little drive can add push, and a bit of crunch can give the rewind some grit. But keep the boom under control during the stop, because the low end needs to disappear cleanly. If the sub keeps ringing, the rewind loses its punch. That brings us to bass. Bass control is everything here. If the sub or a reese keeps going through the rewind, the whole illusion falls apart. The rewind has to feel like the floor disappears. So separate your bass layers if you can. Keep the sub mono and ready to hard mute. Use utility for quick control and fast narrowing. On the mid bass or reese layer, automate a low pass filter down over the final bar so it feels like the energy is getting sucked out. If you want some grit before the cut, a little saturator or roar can help, but keep it restrained. A really strong move is to reduce bass volume by a few dB in the last half bar, then cut the sub completely on the final beat. That vacuum effect makes the reload hit way harder. Now let's add atmosphere. This is what sells the rewind in a bigger, more cinematic way. Reverse a cymbal, a room tone, or a short hit from the end of the phrase and tuck it under the rewind quietly. It doesn't need to scream for attention. In fact, it works best when you feel it more than hear it. Use reverb or hybrid reverb on a return if you want a tail, but high pass it so it doesn't muddy the low end. A little echo can also work if you want the space to smear before the stop. Just keep the low end clean and the tail controlled. One of the best advanced moves here is to think of the rewind as a two-part structure. Part 1 is the collapse. Part 2 is the reload. So in the last bar, you might have a fill starting on beat 3, the rewind source appearing on beat 4, then in your stop at the end of the bar. After that, give the listener a reload hit, maybe a vocal chop, maybe a drum pickup, maybe a short ghost version of the groove. Then bring the drop back in. That reload can be as simple as a snare and a hat, or as heavy as a full drum re-entry, with the bass slammed back in. If you want extra pirate radio attitude, let there be a tiny moment of near silence before the return. That empty space makes the next downbeat feel massive. Now, if the rewind feels stiff, don't immediately make it longer. Try shifting the last transient by just a few milliseconds. A tiny timing move can make the whole thing feel more human and more like a live DJ pullback. That's a great pro tip. Small edits can change the feel more than bigger effects. Also, use clip gain envelopes or track automation to shape the pre-stop energy. Don't rely on just one device. Fade the density down a little before the moment. Thin the arrangement. Pull back the drums. Give the rewind room to land, because a rewind is really a phrase-level accent. If it doesn't change the listener's expectation of the next bar, it's probably too small. Once the transition feels right, resample it. This is a very smart D&B workflow. Route the rewind to a new audio track or use resampling, record the moment, then trim and consolidate the best take. That gives you the exact glue of the stop, reverse, and reload in one piece. It also helps your CPU and makes the arrangement easier to manage. If you need to, keep warping conservative. Add tiny fades to prevent clicks. Then duplicate the best version so you can compare a cleaner, more DJ-friendly take with a headier, more chaotic one. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the rewind too long. In most D&B tracks, one bar or less is enough. Don't use a generic tape stop on the whole mix and call it done. Don't leave the sub ringing. Don't overcrowd the moment with too many reverse layers. And don't ignore phrase alignment. If the rewind doesn't land on a strong 8-bar or 16-bar boundary, it usually feels less intentional. For darker or heavier D&B, there are a few extra tricks worth trying. You can do a two-stage rewind, where the first half is a tight rhythmic pullback and the second half is a smeared reverse tail. Or try a broken rewind, where you cut the source into a few tiny pieces and rearrange them with small gaps. That works especially well in Euro or halftime adjacent contexts. You can also do a ghost reload. That means after the stop, bring in only hats, atmos, or a filtered snare for half a bar before the full drop returns. It feels like the system is booting back up. Very effective, very rude. And if you want that proper selector energy, make the setup matter just as much as the rewind itself. Pull the density down a few beats before the moment. Let the music fall into the rewind. Then the reload hits with much more force. So here's the core idea to remember. Low end disappears first. Mid and high fragments pull back next. Bass and noise remain. Then the reload lands. That hierarchy is what makes the moment feel big, controlled, and believable. Try this as a quick practice pass. Grab one 8-bar section from a current D&B project. Choose one source like a break hit or vocal stab, slice or reverse it into a 1-bar rewind, add a drum pickup, automate the bass out, add a reversed ambience tail, then resample the full transition. Make one version clean and one version more chaotic. The best rewind is the one that makes the next drop feel inevitable. That's the move. Keep it tight, keep it dark, keep it groovy, and let the room feel that pull.